Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
Well, it's time for the noontime news on KROX as we take a look at our world of national news headlines on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7, K289CE of Grand Forks, online at KROXAM.com, the free KROX mobile app, and on Alexa as well. Just say, Alexa, listen to KROX in Crookston. And when you're listening to Alexa, say hi to everybody back at Google headquarters. Former Vice President Joe Biden has dismissed a reporter's question about why he wasn't endorsed for 2020 by former President Barack Obama, who issued a statement calling his choice of Biden as a running mate in 2008 one of the best decisions he's ever made. Biden arrived in Wilmington, Delaware on Thursday to a crowd of reporters anxious to talk to him after he announced his candidacy for the Democratic presidential nomination. Biden says he asked President Obama not to endorse. Britain is warning its citizens against traveling to Sri Lanka amid an intense security operation after bomb attacks on churches and hotels. The Foreign Office advised against all but essential travel to the country, saying it's unclear how great a threat there is of further attacks. Eight Britons were among more than 350 people killed when suicide bombers attacked on Easter Sunday. The U.S. Embassy also warned that people should avoid places of worship this weekend because of possible attacks. South Korea's president says he believes the Russia-North Korean summit will have a constructive role in efforts to achieve complete denuclearization and a lasting peace on the Korean Peninsula. In a statement, President Moon Jae-in's office said he hoped Thursday's summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will lay a foundation for the resumption of North Korea-U.S. talks and the promotion of the denuclearization process of the Korean Peninsula. Federal agents have spread their searches related to a probe of embattled Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh to include the address of one of her attorneys and an aide. FBI spokesman Dave Fitz said today that agents had searched at a building where Pugh's attorney Steve Silverman works. Fitz also confirmed that agents had searched the home of Gerald Brown, a former Pugh aide recently fired by the interim mayor. And authorities say 37 people have been hospitalized due to an ammonia leak in a Chicago suburb. Lake County Sheriff's spokesman Christopher Cavelli says three law enforcement officers are among those taken to hospitals after the leak in Beach Park early Thursday. They're in good condition. Cavelli says several others are serious but stable condition. Most of those hurt suffered breathing problems. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the gas can be fatal in high concentrations. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry. Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue next to the Dairy Queen or give us a call at 281-6692.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis memorial.
When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Well, another sunshiny day here in Crookston and throughout the Red River Valley and the KROX listening area. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies, 61 degrees, a northwest wind of 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 26, barometric pressure at 29.89 inches. Humidity is up just a bit at 57%. Again, 61, sunny skies. Right now in downtown Crookston, this morning's low since midnight was 36. And the forecast calls for another beautiful day, mostly sunny, high 60 to 65. Temperatures will fall through the afternoon. It'll become windier. Northwest winds around 15, increasing to around 25 miles an hour in the afternoon, with wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-30s. Northwest winds around 15 miles an hour, with gusts to around 40, decreasing to around 5 miles an hour after midnight. And the forecast for the weekend, they've taken a chance of rain out of the forecast on Saturday, so good news for all those going to prom this Saturday. But still rain, possibly mixed with snow, Sunday night into Monday, and then Tuesday night and Wednesday, they're saying a chance of rain as well. We'll tell you more about that coming up a little later here in the Noontime News. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, sunny skies, 61 degrees, but that wind... right now, 20 miles an hour, northwesterly wind gusting up to 26. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Popcorn, soda, and two baseball tickets. That'll be $30. Will you be paying with cash or debit?
Debit. Hi, I'm Sage Doler. Here at First Community Credit Union, we get excited to use our debit card for everyday purchases, especially with our free Kasasa checking that pays cash back just for using your debit card. To find out more, stop by First Community Credit Union or go online to myfccu.com. Kasasa, free checking that pays. Insured by NCUA, qualifications and rules apply. See us for details.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Taking a look at the state news with another long night last night at the Minnesota legislature. Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman says it's irresponsible for Republicans to propose so many amendments to major budget bills, noting one lawmaker had a significant health issue during Tuesday night's protracted floor debate.
We have a lot of people whose health doesn't do well after 19-hour days, consecutive 24-hour days.
House Minority Leader Kurt Dowd fires back. A Republican member had an allergic reaction that had nothing to do with the length of the session, and he says Speaker Hortman...
she shouldn't use people's health to try to make a case that we should pull the wool over the public's eyes about, you know, not knowing what's in these bills and not having an opportunity to debate them and vet them fully. I think she knows better than to do something like that.
Well, obviously she doesn't because she did it. So as you can tell, the Capitol, it is, they're not getting along. So it could be an interesting next several weeks. Speaking of the Capitol, Governor Walz and Senate Republicans are sharply divided on their tax plans this session. Senate Republicans say their plan benefits 96% of Minnesota taxpayers, and half will see tax relief.
This is a zero tax increase. It gives $800 million back to Minnesota to do what they need.
Tax Committee Chair Roger Chamberlain, but Revenue Commissioner Cynthia Bowerly says that under the GOP plan...
not all Minnesotans will benefit from the rate cut. Instead, only those who earn more than $38,000 a year will benefit from the rate cut.
Walz and Democrats are proposing a gas tax to pay for road and bridge fixes and preserving an expiring tax on health care providers. And the Minnesota Senate last night passed a $3.3 billion higher education budget bill with a $100 million increase in funding for public colleges and universities. Lead author, Plymouth Republican Paul Anderson, says the measure would also limit tuition increases to 2% at state colleges and universities and the University of Minnesota.
We recognized we don't want to penalize the system. We understand that there's some inflationary costs, but in this case, we cap them at 2%.
House Democrats' bill would give higher education over a $300 million increase, three times what Senate Republicans approved. The two sides must hammer out a compromise in the end of session budget negotiations, which begin soon. Minneapolis Police Union is partnering with the national group to offer warrior-style training to officers, despite the mayor's ban on the training that he says is rooted in fear. The Star Tribune reports that law officer announced this week it will provide free online training to members of the Police Officers Federation of Minneapolis. The Law Enforcement News and Training Group's announcement follows Mayor Jacob Fry's ban on the training style. A northwestern Minnesota man has been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for a traffic crash that killed a 2-year-old boy. 42-year-old Jeremy Segvold was behind the wheel January 2018 when he crashed in Moorhead and then and killed Zayden Engen Ness. That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Popcorn, soda, and 2 baseball tickets. That'll be $30. Will you be paying with cash or debit?
Debit. Hi, I'm Sage Doler. Here at First Community Credit Union, we get excited to use our debit card for everyday purchases, especially with our free Kassasa checking that pays cash back just for using your debit card. To find out more, stop by First Community Credit Union or go online to myfccu.com. Kassasa, free checking that pays. Insured by NCUA, qualifications and rules apply. See us for details.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Well, taking a look at the sports scene from yesterday, it was a tough day for UMC baseball. Them and Northern State are fighting for that sixth spot in the NSIC baseball tournament seeding, and Northern State swept UMC 4-3 and 10-4 the first game. It was a heck of a game, 9 innings, but Northern State was able to get a walk-off there in the bottom of the ninth. And then in the second game, Northern State, they had a grand slam, was the big offensive play of the game, I would have to say, and they went on to a 10-4 victory. And softball, UMC, they lost to Minot State 9-1. Errors really killed UMC. I think they committed 6-7 errors in the two games. The second game, UMC led, was it 12-8 or 12-9? Minot State scores, I think it was 5 runs in the last 2 innings to come from behind to win 13-12. So a tough day for the Golden Eagles yesterday. Tough day for the Twins last night, but it was expected. Justin Verlander, well, he was on the mound, and that wasn't good news for the Twins. He pitched 8 dominant innings, and Carlos Correa, Michael Brantley, and Josh Reddick all homered to lead Houston to a 7-1 win over the Twins. And Verlander, to say he was in a groove is an understatement. He retired 11 of the last 12 batters that he faced. And how about this? The Vikings defensive end Brian Robinson has announced his retirement from the NFL. Robinson signed a 1-day contract to officially retire with the Vikings. They drafted him in the 4th round in 2007. Some people saw the Vikings signed him. I think they signed him for a day, was it, yesterday? And Vikings fans were, oh, what is this going to do for the salary cap? They were freaking out, and then they announced his retirement shortly after. And Gopher men's basketball, they signed Isaiah, is it Einen, a 6'9" forward from Germany to a national letter of intent. Einen joins guard Trey Williams and center Sam Freeman in the 2019 recruiting class. He's considered a 4-star recruit, played for the International Basketball Academy Munich team, where he averaged 14 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, steal and a half a game, along with one block, while shooting 54%. How many four-star recruits does Michigan get, Leo? All of them? They're all pretty much. So that's only the second one the Gophers have. But better than nothing. Well, let's see. The NFL, it's draft night tonight. I don't know. The Thursday draft, I liked it better when it was just the weekend, but it's the NFL. They make money off everything they do, and it's all TV related. But the NFL draft begins tonight with the first round in Nashville. The draft will last 3 days, with rounds 2 and 3 coming Friday and rounds 4 through 7 Saturday. The Vikings own the 18th overall pick in round 1 and have 8 overall draft picks. Vikings GM Rick Spielman on wanting to get the best player available when he selects.
I understand where everything is, but I also understand that if we have a guy that we think is a Pro Bowl talent, and for some reason that guy falls to us at 18, how do you not take that player? And plus, you have to balance out the depth at each position, too. So if there's a unique situation where a Pro Bowl caliber player falls to you at 18 and you're taking a lesser talent player, I think you're going to make a mistake.
Well, I think we all know Spielman's going to make a mistake. He's going to pick a defensive back at 18. If he does, I'm done. I'm cheering for the Packers or somebody else. So hopefully he gets a lineman, but again, they are going to, the goal is to take the best player available, and hopefully it's not a defensive back at pick 18. Spielman says looking at talent versus need is always something they do.
You kind of go in with a mindset of let's not worry about, let's just go get the best players in this draft. And it'll sort itself out once we get into the OTAs and once we get into training camp. Because if you don't, and then all of a sudden you have a rash of injuries, then you're maybe kicking yourself, why didn't I take that player? So you always kind of go into a draft, I think, really truly honing in on let's just get the best guys that we possibly can.
And one thing we do know about the draft, in every draft there is, 2 years from now we'll know who had the best picks, who didn't, or maybe 3 years, but we won't know until then. It's easy for us that have no skin in the game to say this is who they should pick, but Spielman's job is on the line each draft, so he is a little, it's a little more important for him and the Vikings than it is us fans. So we'll see. Hopefully they get some good ones, and they'll be able to make an impact coming up in the fall. Well, check out the new Sports Fever column. We can safely say this week's column is the cutest one yet. The Crookston High School coaches, Darren and Leon Zimmerman, and Wes and Crystal Hansen becoming parents over the weekend. We have baby pictures, and they are some cute little babies, that's for sure. We also have the names, the length, and the size, the how many pounds and ounces and everything. It's all available on our Sports Fever column, KROXAM.com. Click on Sports and then Sports Fever. We also have a question and answer with UMC Athletic Director Stephanie Helgeson on the addition of cross country and trap shooting. We also had a two area track and field school records broken over the past week. Thief River Falls' Aaron Myers will play Division I hockey, where, well, you'll have to go to Sports Fever to find out. UND will host NDSU in football a few years from now, and if you're a scalper, that would be the tickets to get, because the Alaris Center only seats about 10,000. You'll be able to sell those at a pretty good clip. Red Lake Falls' Garrett Schmitz is playing pro hockey in Alabama. UMC football wrapped up their spring practice. UMC baseball signed two more players, and East Grand Forks' Tanner Mack is signed to play hockey for Lloydminster next year. Find out how former Pirates are doing. We have camp information and a whole lot more. KROXAM.com. Click on Sports and then Sports Fever. But we're pretty excited for the Zimmermans and the Hansons. They're firstborn, and they are pretty excited. And I know the kids are anxiously awaiting them to get back to school so they can have, well, I'm sure they want to see the babies too, but we have a youngster in our house that's excited to see those. And let's see what else we have on the sports schedule. Taking a look at the schedule for today, Pirate Baseball, they were supposed to play Fostin today. Fostin, they have a section opponent with Lake Park Audubon. The only way they could play Lake Park Audubon was today. That's the only day that worked for both teams. So Crookston It's not a section game, so they have that game canceled or postponed. But we will have some ball on the air. We'll have softball. West Marshall, the Fusion, going to be hosting Red Lake Falls. It'll be played at Warren. Red Lake Falls right now, one of the top teams in Section 8A. They beat BGMR, and they're having a great start to the season. Should be a good one. We'll have it right here, the Riverview Health pregame show at 4 o'clock, and the first pitch scheduled to start at 4:30. Boys tennis, they're hosting Detroit Lakes in a Section 8A matchup at 3:30. Boys and girls track, Crookston Junior High, they're at the Bagley meet at 4. Girls golf, junior high, they were supposed to host the Crookston Invitational. Minocqua not ready yet, so that's been postponed. Junior high boys golf, they're at the Fertile Beltrami meet. That starts at 4:30. That is a look at the sports. Again, all the past week's sporting news available online at KROXAM.com. Click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
Hugo's Family Marketplace has selected sizes and varieties of Captain Crunch, Life, or Quaker Squares on sale, 2 for $5. 12 to 16 ounce assorted Cremette pasta, 99 cents. Assorted Blue Bunny ice cream, $3.89. 6 to 8 ounce assorted Essential Everyday Shreds or Chunks, 3 for $5. And buy a brightly colored 5-stem dyed Fuji Flower Bunch, $6.99. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Well, taking a look at the local news, the Crookston School Board and administration staff for the Crookston Public Schools met Monday night at the Crookston High School to work on establishing top priorities identified by staff and community, or excuse me, it should have been Wednesday night they met last night. One thing that became apparent as the group worked through the various priorities is how intertwined each priority is with the other. Olson said, rather than working towards a new priority each year, the board is going to set benchmarks in each priority to be worked on simultaneously.
I don't think we can do one goal without the other. So as we start to plan how we're going to implement this, they really are going to tie together. So while I was originally thinking that we could really space them out, you know, have one plan and work on that for year one and then year two work on another one, it does appear to me that we're going to be working on several of those plans over a multitude of years. But then we need to develop some benchmarks by year so that we're accomplishing these plans. We want to basically finish these by year five, at least making significant progress on these.
The top priorities identified to implement immediately were communication plan and process, training for building relationships among staff, students, and parents, a mentorship program within the staff, addressing mental health and counseling, behavior expectations and consequences such as cell phones, attendance, etc., and rigor at the high school. Additionally, the group identified a second set of priorities under a review category, meaning they want to take some time to review best practices and possible solutions for these priorities to get them right before starting their implementation process. One of those is how to best bridge elementary and high school with a true middle school concept.
Right now, we have a model in which we go self-contained classrooms, pre-K through sixth grade, and then in seventh grade, we really start, we call it a middle school, but it's not really middle school concept at this point. In seventh grade and then through 12th grade is our high school. What we'd like to do, or what we're suggesting in further study and review, is to look at what would a true middle school concept at the high school look like, as far as what does that look like from a scheduling perspective, what does that look like from a teaming of teachers perspective. A true middle school concept is a really powerful kind of a bridge between the elementary and the high school, and make sure that we're preparing kids in some of their more difficult years. You know, really the sixth, seventh, and eighth grade years are a little bit of a challenge for students as they try to figure out who they are and what that looks like later on in high school. So
the other areas of review include attendance, integrating a diverse student population, continuing training on relationship building. Two other areas that will closely be considered and developed are prepping students for future work and staff retention. Olson said the meeting displayed the need to think about its priorities cohesively as a climate change, not as individual tasks to be accomplished without the other.
Just from what we heard tonight, all the things that we're going to be looking at accomplishing tie so well together that it's going to be really hard to say, okay, this is the one thing that we're going to focus on in year one. So it's going to have to be a longitudinal approach. So as we move forward as a school district, we're going to have to be really intentional about putting things in front of our community, because we want this to be a partnership with our community as well. And I need to do a decent job of putting this in front of our community so they understand what we're working towards, what we're accomplishing, and then also for them to hold us accountable. What we're planning planning on doing, and this is going to take probably a couple months. We're probably not going to be able to put this out to the community until sometime in the summer, because we're going to need some time to work on what did the benchmarks look like, how do we get this accomplished, and then what do we do first? Because obviously it's really important that we present and work on this in a longitudinal and logical method.
Changing a climate to implementing new priorities can take time, but Olson said he feels the district has the building blocks in place to be successful in accomplishing their priorities.
If you study implementation science, really implementation science says it's up to 7-year process. And now we're hoping to accomplish this over the next 5 years. I think we have a lot of the building blocks for success. We've got a great staff, just a wonderful parent and community body there that can really help us as we move forward. But yeah, implementation science says that this will take a while. This will take 5 to 7 years. However, that doesn't mean you wait 5 to 7 years before you start. That means we start now and we start working and we really put the nose the grindstone to be able to affect change over the next 5 years.
And talking with Jeremy Olson, Superintendent Dr. Jeremy Olson, this morning at the Riverview Health groundbreaking for their new addition for 2020. I asked him how'd the meeting go, and he said it went well. He goes, it's going to take us a month and a half, 2 months to get us where this is what we want to have in year one, year two. And he said you can just do a list and say this is what we're going to do, and it doesn't really mean anything, but they're going to put timelines and try to attain those goals as quick as they can. And he's doing a great job there at the Crookston School District, and hopefully they will be able to accomplish the goals that they're looking at hitting here over the next 5+ years. The Crookston Public Schools Bus Garage Committee, they're going to meet tonight at 5 p.m. at the Crookston High School. The committee will meet for the first time with Icon Architectural Group out of Grand Forks, who was hired to design a new bus garage. Kyle Kwame, a business development manager, said Icon has grown steadily over the past 2 decades with a wide range of experience dealing with K-12 schools on limited budgets to higher-cost Department of Transportation and Public Works projects.
Icon Architectural Group was formed in Grand Forks about 18 years ago. We're fortunate enough to have grown pretty steadily since then. We're up to 6 offices and almost 70 people. We are able to do a lot of fun and awesome projects all over the Midwest. We're currently working with maybe, I'd say, probably 10 different school districts across the region. We're lucky enough to have almost 100 K-12 projects under our belt. So taking that experience in addition to our transportation experience, where we've done everything from lean-tos to DOT projects all the way up to public works, you know, large facilities. So taking those experiences and scaling them right for our different clients, and that's one of the reasons that we were drawn to put our name in the hat for the Crookston School Project.
Icon projects are dotted all over the region, including the addition being built at the Sacred Heart School in East Grand Forks.
In Sacred Heart, we're adding on an elementary addition there. So that's a really fun project, 100% donor funded. So we got to help them with their fundraising piece. So that one, we're adding 6 classrooms and a great commons area for their kids to work together and collaborate. Some of the other projects we've done in Grand Forks, we worked on, you know, the Icon Sports Center, one that we felt so strongly about. We ended up putting our name on the building because we wanted to make sure that happened for our community there. We've worked on a lot of projects at UND, currently working on the Chester Fritz Library, worked on the Athletics High Performance Center, the UND Aerospace Building, a lot of different projects, the law school there, working with that.
Yeah, Kwame said the group also has done varying degrees of transportation facilities and said the goal will be to drive value, save money, and become a partner with the Crookston community in finding an affordable solution. He said they take pride in driving value in every decision that they do.
We take pride in driving value in every decision that we do. If you call any of our past clients, you know, they'll tell you that our effort is to do as much as we can with what they have and their abilities to create a project. So there's 1,000 decisions that happen throughout a project at any given point, and those decisions can cost you $1 more or $1 less. So when we sit at the table, we try to think of those opportunities to save money, drive value, and hopefully, you know, Crookston will appreciate the effort that we're doing to make this an affordable solution for them. And ultimately, that's our goal, is just to be a partner for the district and for the community.
And Icon plans to bring some basic bus garage design concepts to the meeting tonight as a starting point for the committee and architects to work together and educate each other on the needs of the district and costs related to those needs and government code and regulations. The Polk County Government Center will be getting a new elevator at some point in the near future. Staff discussed the need for an upgrade Tuesday with the Polk County Commissioners. The current elevator has an electrical system operating it, and that was built in 1950s. That was used when the county installed the elevator. Repairs Repair needs for the elevator have been increasingly steady over the last several years. And this spring, the elevator has twice gotten stuck, once with a staff member inside and once with a community member stuck inside. Polk County Administrator Chuck Whiting said they hope to have some quotes by the next board meeting to address the elevator before it becomes a greater problem.
We have outdated equipment running our elevator here in the government center, and it's time to address that and get it replaced. We've had the elevator get stuck here a couple of times this year. That's not healthy for the public coming into the building nor for our employees. So it's time we've got some technology that goes back to the 50s running the elevator. So I think we've got our money's worth, but we want to make sure we address something before it becomes a real problem.
The elevator replacement is expected to last about 6 weeks, meaning there may be some convenience and mobility issues for people needing to reach offices on the lower or upper floors. The remodeling project at the county's East Grand Forks building is near completion, with the idea that Northwestern Mental Health, who signed a long-term lease for the remodeled space, will be able to move in on May 1st.
We gave a project update on our remodeling of part of our building in East Grand Forks. We expanded some space, new offices in exchange for a long-term lease with Northwest Mental Health. They reside in that building, work with us, make it easy for clientele to access necessary services out there. That project is nearing a completion, and hopefully here they're up and going first week of May. Staff will then spend time looking at what needs to be done for the rest of the building. We brief the board on that. And we'll get our building committee up and going, and we'll look at what needs to be done and what kind of budget parameters we're going to need to work within.
The East Grand Forks building was purchased a few years ago, with the county aware that additional remodeling and maintenance projects would be addressed. One of these projects is for a new heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system, and leaks in the roof have also been discovered recently.
The roof is going to be in need of replacing. The HVAC system is in need of replacing. These are things that go back to the purchase of the building several years ago, and we've kind of known we're going to have to face that. It's kind of the next step in improving the building.
And several other county buildings also have their roofs nearing the end of their life expectancy, so a large roofing project across several buildings could be possible. Polk County will be conducting a bond sale May 7th for the Highway Department projects for requested debt insurance issuance by three local watersheds. Whiting said the county will often offer bond sales for highway projects using its county state aid funds to do multiple projects at one time rather than spreading them out.
On May 7th, we'll have a bond sale issuing debt for about $6 million worth of highway projects. Those are projects that are funded by county state aid monies, so they're not local taxes. They're state revenues that pay for that. This is a fairly normal thing, do $6 million worth of projects at one time rather than spreading it out over 5 or 6 years. We can get some cost-effective return there in terms of setup and takedown on road projects and get more done. And then we use the county state aid revenues that we receive to pay back the debt. So there's no local property taxes that go into that.
That is Polk County Administrator Chuck Whiting. CHS Ag Services, based out of Warren and right here in Crookston, has announced a $5,000 grant to the Crookston Fire Department. The money will help the local volunteer fire department purchase a new fire truck. The donation was made possible through the CHS Seeds for Stewardship Program, a competitive grant program through CHS that matches funds for projects in rural communities based on three core focus areas: safety, ag leadership development, and broad community engagement. So, nice job by CHS Ag Services. We have a new county line column by Polk County Commissioner Warren Strandell. This month, Commissioner Strandell reflects on the 1997 flood in East Grand Forks and the changes made since then to make the 2019 River Crest the eighth highest on record in East Grand Forks a non-event. To read the county line, go to KROXAM.com, click on News. And just if there's still some sandbags left, the City of Crookston Fire Chief and Emergency Manager Tim Frober wants the public to know that the sandbags located along Riverside Avenue and by the Robert Street Bridge are free for the taking. It is clean sand that was not contaminated by river water. It's on a first-come, first-served basis. At 5:40 Wednesday evening, the fire department responded to a burning complaint on the 300 block of South Ash Street. They informed the owner of the city ordinance against burning leaves. The owner extinguished the fire, and they cleared the scene. Minutes later at 5:55, they responded to an elevator alarm at the Crookston Sports Center. They found it to be an accidental activation. And the Northwest Regional Corrections Center announced the following arrest: Gordon Way Oquist, 35, of Manoman, for felony firearm violation as a felon convicted of a crime of violence. Danielle LeMay Rasmussen, 28, of Crookston, for misdemeanor failure to appear. Jonathan James Love, 41, of Fisher, for gross misdemeanor traffic violation, driving after cancellation. On the obituary desk, Ella Mae Longton, 84, of Crookston, died at All True Hospital in Grand Forks, surrounded by her family. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, April 30th at 2:30 p.m. at the Cathedral in Crookston. Visitation will be held Monday from 5 to 7, with a prayer service at 7 at the Stenchelhowski Funeral Home in Crookston. Visitation will continue for 1 hour prior to the service at the church. Arrangements are with the Stenchelhowski Funeral Home. Maurice E. Duden, 79, died Tuesday, April 23rd at Sanford Hospital in Fargo. Funeral service will be Monday, April 29th at 10:30 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Crookston, with the visitation being held 1 hour prior to the service at the church. Burial will be in the Oakdale Cemetery. Arrangements are at the Stenchelhowski Funeral Home in Crookston. Burial will take place at Fort Snelling National Cemetery in Minneapolis. Curtis Jerome Swenby, 70, of Fertile, died Sunday at his home under hospice care and surrounded by family. And Curtis started his own business at the age of 21 when he contracted his first home in Crookston. 1970, August 1st, he married Carol Haug at Concordia Lutheran Church in Fertile. They made their home in rural Fertile, where they built their home 4 miles from town. Curtis is survived by his loving wife of 48 years, Carol, daughter Heather and Craig Larson, son Christopher and Leah Swenby, mother Caroline Erickson of Fertile, grandchildren Alexandra Frankie, Andrea Larson, Caleb Swenby, Caden Swenby, brother Willard Swenby of Fertile, brother Dennis Swenby of Grand Forks, sister Barb Jensrud of Fertile, sister Gail Bolzomi of Idaho, and many nieces and nephews. He was preceded in death by his father, Warren Swenby, stepfather, Gilman Erickson, and a great-nephew, Austin Swenby. Funeral service will be at 10:30 a.m. Friday at Concordia Lutheran Church in Fertile. Visitation will be Thursday from 4 to 6, that's this afternoon and evening, with a 6 p.m. prayer service and 1 hour before the service at the church. Burial will be at the Concordia Lutheran Cemetery in Fertile. Angela A. Neeson, N-E-I-S-E-N, 38, of Halstead, formerly of Ada, passed away unexpectedly at her home Tuesday. Angela is survived by her children, Madison and Maya, her mother, Barb, of Ada, brother, Frank, of Glendon, a special friend, Randy Steen, of Halstead, and grandmothers, Luella Voigt and Virgie Neeson, both of Manoman, her niece, Maddie Neeson, and several aunts, uncles, and cousins. She was preceded in death by her father, Charles, and grandfathers, Leonard Voigt and Elmer Neeson. Memorial Mass for Angela Neeson will be at 10 a.m. Saturday, May 4th, at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Ada. Visitation will be 1 hour before the Mass at the church. Interment will be at the Ada Municipal Cemetery. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Frank Arvidson, who was born in 1897 in Crookston. He enlisted in 1918, was discharged in 1919. Frank Arvidson died on the state in 1978 in Crookston at the age of 81. That is a look at our local news as we now shift over to the world of weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies, 61 degrees, a northwest wind of 18, gusting up to 26. Barometric pressure is steady at 29.89 inches, and humidity is down at 39%. Sunny skies, 61 right now in downtown Crookston. This morning's low was 36. The sun rose at 6:18. The sun will set at 8:30 for 14 hours, 12 minutes of daylight. The record high 15, or excuse me, the record low 15, set in 1958. The record high 87, set in 1891. Year ago high 64, year ago low 30. The average high 59, the average low 36. Yesterday's high 72, yesterday's low 36. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today. It'll be mostly sunny, high 60 to 65, temperatures falling through the afternoon. It'll be windy, northwest winds around 15, increasing to 25, gusting up to 40. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-30s, northwest winds around 15, with gusts to around 40 miles an hour, decreasing to around 5 after midnight. Friday, sunny, highs in the mid-50s, northwest winds of 5 to 15. Saturday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Sunday, it'll be partly sunny in the morning, then cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 45 to 50. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, possibly mixed with snow showers, highs 45 to 50. Tuesday, it'll be mostly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 50 to 55. Again, the forecast for the rest of today, mostly sunny, highs 60 to 65, but those winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour. We have sunny skies, 61 right now in downtown Crookston. That's a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News is brought to you in part today by the Crookston Collision Center, Stennis Granite, HN Quality Plumbing, First Community Credit Union, and Hugo's Family Marketplace. And we'll have more on the Riverview groundbreaking. We'll have that in the news later tonight and also tomorrow during the Noontime News. We'll have it on our website, so be looking for that. We'll have some video and some pictures of that groundbreaking on the $51 million addition that they'll be building. They'll start the work on Monday with Mortenson Construction doing the work there. So exciting times in Crookston, and especially at Riverview, Crookston's largest employer. The Noontime News, that is it. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.